Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of the Deep Pockets Finance Podcast. Welcome to the Deep Pockets Finance Podcast with your host, Samantha, a qualified accountant and finance enthusiast. Deep Pockets normally refers to the wealthy. The wealthy are good at managing their money. Join DPF as we turn money management into a lifestyle through eliminating debt and building wealth so you too can have deep pockets. Hello and welcome to the second episode of Deep Pockets Finance Podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about why it is important to have multiple sources of income. Now what I mean by this is that you have maybe two or more sources where you get money from. So this could be firstly your 9-to-5 job, and then secondly it could be money that's coming in from an investment, money that's coming in from a side job, money that's coming in from a hobby that you've monetized. It could even be from an ebook that you've written and people keep buying it, and therefore you keep getting money coming in. So I'm going to be going through why it's important to have money coming in from different places and not just depending on one source of income. Now, I've been working in a 9-to-5 job for the last, I'd say, over 10 years. And one thing that I noticed is that when you get a job, it's almost as if you feel secure. You feel a sense of security. You feel comfort. You're just going to work, and at the end of the month, you're getting your money coming in. But the reality of it is, you actually do not control your time. Because if you think about it, here in the United Kingdom, in most companies, you're given 20 to 30 days off as holiday working days. And that's just 1 month out of the year. Before you actually book your holiday or before you take your holiday, you need to okay it with your manager. So you need to make sure that nobody else is going to be off those days. It's not going to be a busy period. So that 1 month that you've got to be away from work, you actually have to ask for permission to be away from work. And someone might say to me, oh, but we've got the weekends. Out of 7 days of the week, you only get 2 days to do whatever you want. And if you've got a demanding 9-to-5 job, in most cases, you might actually end up working during those 2 days. So you actually never really get time to switch off. It's almost like all your time is being controlled. And that's one thing that I've realized, that if you're heavily dependent on that one source, it's almost as if you kind of have to go through the motions. You go through it because you have to, because you've actually got no other choice. But if you've got other sources of income, so say you've got passive income coming in from like property investment, or you've got passive income coming in from shares, then that gives you the opportunity to actually change the way you work, maybe reduce your hours or get a part-time job if you really enjoy working in that industry, because you'll have money coming in from other places, and that will give you the opportunity to actually control your time or control how you work. So that's the first point that I've got, that having another source of income gives you control over your time. The second point is that having another source of income gives you options. It gives you the flexibility to be able to try new things. Now, what I realized when I went back from my maternity leave, like the first time round, is that my value system completely changed. The things that I prioritized before having my child were not necessarily the things that I prioritized going forward. And even though my employer offered me some flexibility in terms of how I worked and where I worked from, I felt that I needed more time to be there for my daughter. But in order for me to be there for my daughter, I needed more money coming in. And at that time, I didn't have structures in place that enabled me to have more money coming in. So that therefore forced me to work more hours than I'd initially wanted to. So if I'd had other sources of income, I would have been able to speak to my employer and maybe cut down my hours or work odd hours, like maybe say work in the morning at my employer and then work at night on my own thing that brings me money. But at that time, I didn't have the option to do that. So that's something that another source of income can do. It can give you the flexibility to be able to try different things out, to be able to see if another pattern works for you. If I'd had a passive source of income coming in, so a passive source of income is money that you don't necessarily have to work for on a day-to-day basis. So for instance, if you've got a property that's being rented out, all you have to do is raise the money, buy the property. You can even buy, get an agent or an agent to look after the property for you. So you don't necessarily have to do physical work in order to get that money to come in. So that's what that is, what a passive source of income is. So if I'd had that in place at that time, I probably would have been in a position where I could have cut down my hours, still worked, but still had money coming in. So that would have enabled me to maintain the lifestyle that I had. The third point is that it gives you freedom. So this is linked to the first point that I talked about, which is control. And when I was talking about that, I was basically talking about when you have a 9-to-5 job, your employer controls most of your time. So you basically have to be in work at a certain time. You're able to leave a certain time. If you want time off, you have to get permission. But if you've got other sources of income, that gives you greater freedom to do whatever you want with your time. Now, someone might say to me, oh, but when you're starting a business, or when you're running a business, it's actually more demanding, depending on what type of a business you're running. But the thing is, when you've got your own business, or when you've got another source of income, you've got the opportunity to put structures in place, to automate some processes, to outsource some processes, to have people actually working for you who report to you, which therefore means that that kind of, in a sense, frees up your time so that you're able to do other things. So it could be even like traveling with some jobs that you do. So for instance, if you're a content creator, for instance, that job doesn't tie you into one geographical location. As long as you've got internet Wi-Fi, you can work from anywhere. So some sources of income that you could have won't necessarily tie you into one place. You can actually go on holiday and just dedicate maybe 2 or 3 hours a day to maintaining whatever source of income you've got. And some sources of income don't even require you to be in one geographical place because they're passive, so it's just money coming in. The hard work goes in when you're raising the initial capital. So those are some of the things that you get when you've got multiple sources of income. If you're dependent on one source of income, that dependency means that the person who controls that source of income basically controls what you're doing, which therefore takes some of your freedom. The last point is that it gives you security. So if you've got more money coming in from different places, if your main source was to stop, so if, for instance, you've got a 9-to-5 job down, and then you've got a side job that you do, a hobby that you've monetized, if for any reason you had to stop working at your 9-to-5 job, then you've still got money coming in from these other sources, and you've got the opportunity to actually grow these other sources into becoming your main source of income. So having a 9-to-5 job can give you a sense of security, but the honest truth about it is, if that's where you're only dependent on, if you haven't got money coming in from other sources of income, then that's not really secure, because that money is not even guaranteed. Because you can wake up, depending on the industry that you work in, you can wake up and the company would have gone bust. You can wake up and they're restructuring, therefore they'll be telling you that you've lost your job. You can wake up and you can't go to work. There's so many things that could happen that you need to actually be able to plan for. And having different sources of income enables you to have a buffer while you plan your next steps. So I've talked about some of the things, or some of the benefits you get when you have multiple sources of income. So as I've said earlier, having another source of income can include monetizing a hobby that you have. Are you someone who enjoys doing makeup? You could actually pay people to do their makeup for them for special occasions, for their weddings, for a dinner date, for an interview. Are you great with hair? Again, that's something that you can monetize, and then you can do that. If you're a creative, there are actually some people who look for people to run their social media sites, like businesses that require people to do their social media, so their Instagram presence, Facebook presence. That's something that you could do as a side job, even photography. So there are loads of things that you can do to actually gain money or to get money coming in. There are other areas that you could look into. So for example, investments. If you've raised, or if you've got savings that are enough, you can actually go into property investment. That's where you buy a property, you can rent it out, or you can buy a property and essentially sell it for higher than you've purchased it for. So these are things that you can put into place so that you've got money coming in or additional income coming in. Other things that you could do, if you're great with food, you could go into catering, maybe meal prep for other people, and they pay you to do that, and you can do that in your spare time. So there's so many things that you can do. You just have to find the one thing that you actually enjoy doing, or the one thing that you can do, or you can even actually learn how to do it. So I, for example, when I started looking at blogs and when I started to do podcasts, I didn't have a clue how to do it. But thank goodness for YouTube and thank goodness for Google, I managed to actually self-train, and here we are. So if you've got a passion for something, or if you actually think, oh, I might be interested in this, and I think that this might actually generate some additional income, then you can self-teach yourself and you can actually get going. No excuses. So I hope this information that I've given you today helps, and I hope it motivates you to structure your finances in a way that you're not heavily dependent on one source of income. If you want further bite-sized information, then feel free to follow our Instagram page, which is at deep_pockets_finance. I share bite-sized information, it motivates, it's information that you can use in your day-to-day lives. I look forward to sharing more information with you, and do take care.